from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, you don't do an Uncle V impression. You do a Jerry Jones impression. So your love of Jerry Jones. See?
Look, I don't
No, it's
love
good.
Jerry
We're an hour
Jones.
In. This is like the ninth impression.
I don't love Jerry Jones,
I think you
but
do.
I know that he just wants it to all, win a Super Bowl is, so bad.
This is what happens when you start the show
whatever
with
he can.
Tony Romo slander.
And I know Dez.
And you're not impartial with Kendrick and Drake. Stop saying
How am I
that.
Not impartial?
You're not, because you're a Drake fan.
So
everybody
I can't
knows
be a
that
Kendrick fan?
They call you no you can like Kendrick, which I think that you do.
I like him
but
both.
You're OVO Kenny.
Nah,
yes you are. Yes you are.
I like both of those guys.
You can only go to OVO Fest or you can go to the Pop Out concert. Which one are you going to?
You're going to OVO.
The Pop Out concert was crazier. OVO Fest was crazy too when it was popping off.
So which one?
That's crazy. That's a tough one. Probably the Pop Out. They got more artists than I liked at the Pop Out.
I think you're lying.
It depends. I don't know the lineup for OVO Fest, though. Like, if OVO Fest
was... If it's headlined by Drake.
No, that don't got nothing to do with
it. You know Sexy Red will be there.
Shout out Sexy Red. I like Sexy Red. She makes me laugh. She makes some bops.
Because Sexy Red is funny. That's why.
She makes some bops, too.
I can't believe it's July of 2024 and Sexy Red is still cooking.
Man, and you...
Got that
one
wrong.
My everything is starting to push up the charts.
Got that one wrong. Just like you got Not Like Us wrong.
Not Like Us is an all right.
No matter how many times you say it, you're wrong.
It's an all right.
No matter how many times
you got Family Matters wrong.
No, don't do that. I was the first one right about Family Matters.
No, you're not right about Family
Matters. I am right about Family Matters. That song was it was dope the second he dropped it, and then 10 minutes later it was like, oh. And then 2 weeks later it was like, yeah, that song's not aging well.
Does it get played?
Absolutely.
Never.
Well, never. Of course, you wouldn't play no Drake. So that's
true.
That's not the right person to ask.
That's true. It doesn't. But
that's not the right person to ask. Devin was in here. The Young Boys was in here talking about, yeah, that slap. That go hard.
Yeah, and it has. But in the connotation of when it was made, is ass.
That's fine. It's a dope song.
Well, I mean, too, like Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, is just worldwide right now. Family Matters is
gone.
Yeah, it's nowhere.
It's gone because it doesn't make any sense. Like, you talk about Meet the Grams all the time. When does Meet the Grams get played? Those records don't make sense anymore. They're gone.
Nah, I still play Euphoria. Euphoria's a dope track.
Yeah, Euphoria's fire. Euphoria is still the dopest track.
I don't know how, if you're being completely unbiased and talking about hip-hop, that you think Euphoria is amazing and Family Matters isn't. Because those are by far the two best songs of this whole thing. By far. It's not even close.
I told you this when the record came out.
We could talk about the popularity of Not Like Us and all this other stuff.
I told you when the record...
It's like fourth or fifth on the depth chart.
It's not even close.
It's better than Like That? It's a better song than Like That.
For me, no.
It's because it's not. It's like...
That's what I just said. I said no.
But I'm saying it's not. It's like the fourth or fifth best song of this whole thing.
It's probably third.
No.
It's probably third.
No.
But... Family Matters is like, I told you this.
First person shooter.
That is first person. I don't know if academics, I never heard academics say this, but I heard it attributed to academics that, you know, there's the line in Not Like Us about Dig Cold Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's I can't make this work because he has the line of the Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a there, and I, again, you would be more hip to this in the OVO community than I would, but did academics say that they pitched that? Now, we all know that the belief is, and this has been long discussed, that that was supposed to be a three person. That was supposed to be the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing centered on Kendrick and Drake and Cole.
Right.
But there was a thought, and perhaps it was stated, that Cole did his verse thinking Kendrick was a part of the song.
Mm.
And didn't know that Kendrick wasn't a part of the record.
That makes sense.
But I still don't understand the line of the Spider-Man meme as me looking at Drake. Because you left Kendrick out of that line.
Yeah, I mean, and it could have just been a rap line, right? Like not to diss Kendrick or leave him out or anything, but just a rap line.
Okay,
like if it, that's what would make sense to me, because I do think Cole made the verse before Kendrick declined or something like that, or you know said he wasn't going to be on the track, so. It could mean a whole lot. It could. I don't know, but it could have just been a rap line.
Yeah, so.
And no, that's okay. Why it was disrespectful. The Clippers traded Blake Griffin.
I told you when Family Matters dropped that I didn't. Everything I don't like about Drake is in that song.
That song is
every single thing. Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone feed him a Grammy right now. Amazing. I can't help but sing along and do all this stuff. You're dead.
That's
all right. That's gonna bite you in the ass in about 24 hours.
That song is amazing.
Okay, it don't make any sense, but sure, it's amazing. Right.
You're literally the only person I've ever heard say that song is not amazing. I've heard people who don't like Drake be like,
I was the first person who said that song is aging poorly.
Everyone
is saying that song is aging poorly.
I mean, Meet the Grams age poorly, right? Like, aging is whatever. But we talk about
one verse of it might have aged poorly.
We talk about the song. I've heard people who don't like Drake be like, I don't like Drake, but
said it that night. Like, that second verse was fire. But I told you the next day or whenever we went back on the air, he did everything I hate about him as an artist in that record.
I'm not here to convince you.
Yeah, you never will.
I'm
different than you. I don't like him. I don't like his music. But I feel like I can be fair to the conversation.
I don't think you can.
No, I think I can. I just think it's funny when you go, oh, I'm neutral. Like, no, you're not. You're a Drake fan. You're a Drake fan more than you're a Kendrick fan.
To be honest with you, I don't even know how that gets equated. Because I listen to a lot of Kendrick.
Well, Drake gave you a jacket.
I love all his albums. I listen to all his albums. I like his music. Drake albums, I don't even necessarily listen to all of them all the time. I listen to the hits and all that other stuff and then keep it moving. I listen to them. If I got an opportunity to get in the car and listen to something, Drake and Kendrick are probably on the same level of like where I would go listen to music. There's probably at least a handful to 10 people before both of them.
The record they missed out on not putting on the platforms is 616. That record's fire. That record lyrically is absolute fire.
Anything Kendrick does to me is lyrically fire. Like that's who he is. That's who he is. But that song was just kind of, it was cool.
It was, it just got drowned out quick.
Yeah. It was a cool song. Like I said, Kendrick.
I think that's fire. I thought the way he performed it at the pop out was pretty dope. Just kind of hit the verse and like cut.
Kendrick, he's doing a great job, and you're living proof of making music for his audience.
He's got the belt.
Absolutely.
Me, I'm living proof.
Yeah, Kendrick makes for people who hate Drake. Kendrick. I don't hate Drake. You just said you don't like Drake.
I don't. Yeah, hate and not like
you don't
is
like
different.
Drake. For people who don't,
I don't like his
for
music.
For people who don't like Drake, he leaned into that audience perfectly.
Okay. I don't think he's changed. Like, that's what Kendrick did a couple months ago. That's who Kendrick is. He just went at somebody this time. Directly.
He did a phenomenal job throughout the whole thing. Phenomenal job. I just think if you don't like Drake, like, you was never gonna give them anything. And that's where I say I like them both. Like, I look at...
That's not true. How many... I mean, we played first-person shooter for months. We knew first-person shooter was a smash.
What did you do during first-person
shooter? Yeah, it's true, though. Yeah. Hey, but am I wrong? Whose record is it? Am I wrong?
It's Drake's record. But that's the
Who first... made the record?
I mean, Cole did his... Cole went crazy.
Cole's verse is insane.
Cole went crazy. Drake's second verse, or the third verse, he's spitting on that. Drake stepped up. Cole went crazy on that one. That one, the third verse, Cole has the best. Yeah, Cole has the best verse on there. Don't take that from him. He went crazy, but like Drake was just sitting there the whole time.
Well,
I don't think there's three Drake songs that you like.
Oh, you're 100% right.
Yeah. So how?
I mean,
so,
first person, but so, I do. That's not true. I like first person shooter.
So like,
there are songs Drake's on that
so,
I like.
So I like. I'm not a big fan of country. So how can I critique country music if I don't like it?
Well, I think there's a difference. You don't listen to it. That's how you can't.
I'll listen to it and don't like it. Like, you listen to Drake and don't like it. So how can you critique Drake?
Well, because
music?
I have a job to do.
No, not that, not aspect, but like. When you be like, oh, man, it's trash.
I don't. Other than Taylor Made, that was the only song where I was like, that's trash. Taylor Made was trash. I didn't think Push Ups was trash, but I didn't like it. I thought it was corny, which is the crux of my issue with Drake, is I think he's corny.
I'm not going to defend him if you feel like he's corny. That's a personal preference.
Well, it's not a preference. It's just my opinion on him.
Personal opinion, I
think he's corny.
Personal opinion.
And that's why what they did to Blake Griffin was trash.
Thank you. It's what I was trying to say this whole time.
Man.
Nah, Blake, the trick.
The crazy part is this all started with Sasha.
Yeah.
We were talking about Sasha. And then somehow it went to Devin Carter and Black Air Force Energy.
Well, no, it was Paul George.
Oh, that's true. It was Paul George that started it. It was during the break.
That's why Paul George, relax. That's why Paul George needs to chill.
Relax.
B player played for a B team. Did they just sign
Reggie Jackson? Like, where are all they? I mean, I know that they had roster spots, but
the Clippers, right? Or not the Clippers, the Sixers, right?
Yeah, the Sixers. Yeah. That's who I meant by they. Sorry, the Sixers.
I guess so. Off the top of my head, they probably got 2 to 3 roster spots available. They only had 2 people. They saw Paul George, Caleb Martin, Andre Drummond, Eric Gordon, the rookie, Jared McCain.
They re-signed
Kelly Oubre.
Kelly Oubre, thank you.
I won't give them Drummond because I'm just, he's done at this point in his career, I think.
But. Oh, I think you're wrong.
Do you think he's still got something?
Yeah, I think you're wrong. Yeah.
I don't.
Like, he's not
a for that role too.
He's
a backup big, but like the same way Alex Len is a backup big.
I disagree. If we could get Andre Drummond in Sacramento, I'd take that in 2 seconds. With all due respect to our
last couple
of
years,
he's a little bit of a tweener where he's probably a little overqualified to be a bench big.
Yeah,
but he's probably like if he's your starting big, you might not be going anywhere.
You know what throws me off about Drummond every time I see him? He's so big.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a, he's gotten to the point where he looks like a wrestler. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, it's almost like when you're that big in the NBA, you're a gimmick. like that's what he is.
Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah. But, Drummond still get after it. Like, I'd take Drummond in Sacramento
in a
second.
He averaged, 7-8 rebounds a night in a backup role.
And is he even 30 yet?
That's a good.
That sounds like that sounds insane to say. He is 30.
Just turned 30, though, huh?
No, he actually turns 31 on August 10th.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can include Andre Drummond then. Either way, I was going to say.
No, I like
Philly.
Andre
what Philly's done, I think, is a little bit better than what I've thought as far as rounding out the roster and all.
Is Drummond? Let me look this over real quick. Did Drummond meet his potential?
When did he get drafted?
Drummond was drafted in 2012.
I think he probably did because he's not like...
He probably... It looks like he peaked at about 17.5, 17.8 in 15.
I would say he probably did because I know this sounds a little harsh. He's not like overly skilled. Like he's a
not.
Great athlete.
He never was.
Yeah, he's yeah. a great athlete, big guy or whatever the case may be, but it's not like he had touch, you know, where he could work on a fall away and all.
He tried, though. He worked with a trainer that we know.
I was going to say, did the game just change for, like, he just kind of overpassed them? Or, like, that's not really what teams are looking for anymore?
No, I think Kenny's on point. Like, he just doesn't – he didn't have – his NBA trait is his size.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
when
his
it,
athleticism.
He didn't he was, have
– He was pretty springy, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, to be that size and be mm-hmm. able to jump – That's extra. It's almost like DeAndre Jordan, right? Like,
yeah,
he's super big, and he was able to jump super high as well. Mm-hmm. So, I think he was a positive.
I got you. I'm with you. I always hoped he would be like in that 20 and 15 range, 20 and 13. Like
that
he
close.
He got damn close a couple of times. I like Andre. Obviously, he's not doing that now, but he's not playing that role anymore in the league either.
But to your original point, yeah, Blake Griffin be good. No, I'm messing with you. To your original point, Reggie Jackson supposed to sign with the Sixers. Yeah. I mean, it's a good look.
I'm just not buying it yet. I got to see it.
Understandable. It feels
like a lot. Yeah. It's like... Because I think the problem with them is like, hey, this is a lot. Go win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote them off.
I mean, that's really what we're talking about now because there's a point where everyone talks about the Eastern Conference Finals. Joe is a big who's getting older. Jesse.
We kind of wrote them off after game six. They lost to Boston that one year. Are they back? Did they do enough to kind of put themselves back into contention? Because after that, we were like, they're done. It's over.
I'm not. I need to see it. Joe and Drummond are the same age.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe just turned 30
Joe's
in March.
Old. I want to answer your question, Jesse. Let's do it. Let's do it when we come back, though. We'll talk. We'll talk about it.
And something will happen during the break that will just throw everything off. On
the most famous rapper.
Oh my God! Well, that's a. Oh God! ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Apologies to the radio audience who just missed the Little League softball update or whatever.
Just lost 7 viewers from the stream after that update.
So with me, I have, you know, our rundown in front of us and, you know, the computer and then the phone in case any, you know, in case Shams breaks more political news that we've got to alert everybody to.
I'm going to start doing that.
Do you just have to have, for like a comfort level or whatever, like something playing in front of you on your iPad?
Maybe. I never thought about it that way, but maybe that's the case. I'm always looking for something.
It feels weird when we do the show, because I was doing the insides with Kyle last week or whatever, and we're sitting in the studio, like, he doesn't have a TV on. And I'm like you have, like, it has to be on. Like, something has, like, some sport or whatever has to be on.
Yeah, what's funny about those two is it's always on CNN.
Right.
And it's like, what are you two doing? Like, what are you two talking about? Because I walked in and, you know, Vice President Harris on the campaign trail. Like, what are you guys talking about?
I
Capitol Hill insiders here on 1320.
One thing that I don't, I'm not alone. This isn't crazy, I'm sure, but I don't like having on things that I can't, that I have to listen to that I can't hear. That's what I look at CNN, right? Like, to understand what's on the screen. I know they got the scroll and everything, but you got to be able to listen to what's being talked about.
Sure.
With NBA Today, you can see the highlights. You get an idea for a game. Yeah. You get an idea of what's going on. Yeah. So there are times, like, even like my YouTube will come up and it's something, a video, something like stadium videos or something like that. And they start to tell a story about the stadium, like RFK or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, no, save later. I want to be able to hear what the hell is going on. Mm-hmm. So it's just, that's why I'm always just looking for a game.
I got you.
Really need Netflix to fix up the network, too, because I've realized the offseason is big WWE network time for me.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, oh, you need Netflix to fix NBC. Well, we don't know that it's moving.
Oh,
I don't think that's ever been. Yeah, well, it's never been explicitly stated that the network is moving to Netflix.
And what's the deal with SmackDown again? It's leaving Fox and going to USA?
Yes. Yes.
Back to the B show.
Yeah, probably.
It is.
Yeah, like they always treat it when it was broadcast television, they definitely treated it different.
So, but do you think the way they got the rosters will,
which is still NBC,
that?
By the way. It's still, like, USA is still an NBC affiliate. I'm sorry.
Do you think the way they do the rosters will kind of change that? Like, if Roman is on SmackDown, it's hard
so
for them to be.
So my feeling, I guess maybe they just did a draft. I think they just did a draft. My honest to God thought was they'll blow that up before Netflix.
Mm.
Why wouldn't? This is arguably you're leaving cable television for the first time really since Vince McMahon expanded this company. Mm-hmm. It's probably it's bigger than you leaving pay-per-view. This is a bigger move than your launch of the network and putting the pay-per-view business behind you. Mm-hmm. You can't see Roman Reigns here. Mm. You can't see the Wyatt Six or the Uso.
Right.
No, but AJ's here and Randy Orton is here. And, you know, every guy who's gotten hurt at 40 and come back like 30 pounds heavier, they're on this show. Tune in. I would think you probably do something before January that explains why. And that's WrestleMania season, so the line really gets blurred.
Right.
But I did wonder if the, I don't know, brand extension or brand, whatever they call it now, I wondered if they just start to leave that alone.
Is it still Roman Reigns? Like, if you're like, we're starting this Netflix journey, we have to have the guy. Is it still Roman Reigns? Because I think it is. I don't think it's Cody. I don't think if you're starting with Netflix, you're being like, we're putting Cody on Raw.
Well, you haven't
alone as the guy. You know what I mean? He may be on Raw, but he's not leading.
You haven't. You haven't established anything yet with Cody, other than he's like a John Cena level babyface. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's still Roman. Roman's still the biggest star in the company.
Is it still going to be live too?
Yeah. Yep. And it's from the way Hunter explained it, it's live everywhere. So there's no waiting till 8 o'clock if you have YouTube TV or whatever. If they're live at 5 o'clock our time in New York City, it's live at 5 o'clock our time. That's what it's doing.
Okay. I'm trying. You know what? I agree with this, Roman. Obviously, I'm trying to think who's number two.
You know who it could be? It might be Punk.
I was just thinking Punk.
It might be Punk. Like Cody, Punk. Cody. Cody's close. Like, I think Cody might be a little closer than you want to give him credit for. But I don't know that he's... It still feels like Punk. I think Punk has one more injury before people were like, all right, it's another start-stop. Like, that's getting tough.
See, now...
Of course, they've forgiven Rey Mysterio for the last 47 years, so maybe that's not a thing.
So I'm thinking... Now,
Edison's really upset with us right Edison now. Shout out to our boy Edison.
Shout out, Edison. Sorry, brother. We got to figure this out first. Now I'm trying to figure out where Cody's at without being disrespectful. Because is it?
And I go top three. Third.
Because what I was going to say.
Second or third.
What I was going to say, and it's probably one and the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you separated them, is it Roman, Punk, Bloodline?
No. No.
Where are we throwing
Cena okay. All this I'm okay
year?
If Punk is too.
Cena.
He's 2025. He'll be around. You're going to have to throw him on somewhere.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I am D-Lo with Drake when it comes to Cena.
Really? Why?
At this point.
Well, okay.
I don't.
Well,
he's still a draw, man. Like, he's going to be a player next year. They'll probably put him on Raw or something. I'm sure they'll feature him a bunch.
I think they're going to put guys like that on both shows.
They should. I think they should. I don't think you should overload one show.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And the court again, we're in a different like that. That was McMahon's old thing. Is like there'd be panic, and it's like, well, God damn it, put him over here on SmackDown. Then, well, he's a Raw superstar. I don't know. Make something up. Just leave all of that. Stop doing it.
Yeah.
And now that you have, you know, you have the same audience, but you're attacking it in two different ways. Mm-hmm. Put your best foot forward. Put your biggest talent forward. You don't have to have the same guys on television week after week after week. Like, guys can not be on Raw one week, or they can be on Raw but not be on SmackDown and to be on Raw. Like, you can do that and have a far more like storylines used to be Monday. I can't remember the day, but I think it was Thursday. Mm-hmm. Monday to Thursday, and like, yeah, you'd look forward to it, but sometimes the Thursday would just be a recap, and it's tune in because Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to get Vince McMahon on Monday. Right. And like, it's like, oh, that works. Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Go back to that. I know there's a lot of talent. People are worried about stuff being drowned out. If you manage it, manage your roster, treat it like a sport. Mm-hmm. Manage your roster properly. You'll be just fine.
Say Bobby Lashley's probably gone.
Bobby's like 50.
Yeah, I don't get the Twitter. Everyone's like, oh, Bobby Lashley, dude, he's 50. Yeah, it's fine.
Also, he's like fighting Jinder Mahal at this point. Like, they're not even doing anything with him. Like, that. Now, I thought they did a good job with him. They made him a monster for a minute. Like, he was the dude.
Yeah.
That's great.
That was a nice run.
Yeah, it was a good run. But I'm not, like. Like, if Bobby wants to go to TNA or AEW or whatever else is out there, hey, salute.
I thought they pulled the plug a little early on the Hurt Business.
They absolutely. It wasn't they. It was he pulled the plug.
Bobby did?
No.
Redacted?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hurt Business is fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
And MVP was really good.
Absolutely. His role was great. And, yeah, they messed it up. But I'd go to close Roman, I think it's Punk.
I see that.
And then Cody.
I see that.
Cody needs Cody needs a challenger, and I don't know that Solo is it, because we already saw Cody versus the Bloodline. So it feels recycled. Like now Solo's believable, but if Cody gets past Solo, like that does, he needs someone to take, like everyone has a guy who will take him to the next level. Hunter had Foley, the various forms of Mick Foley, took mainly Cactus Jack, took him to an entirely different level. Randy Orton, again, had Foley, but he had Cena, too. Edge had Cena. These guys took them to a different level. Cody doesn't have it yet.
I don't know if they are that just yet. Maybe time will tell, and they'll have to get into it to really see, but I think it might be Seth.
And what you do,
obviously, we wanted Seth and Punk, but now you're able to pivot off that and put Drew in there with Punk. And Seth's claim to fame in this situation is, you only finished your story because of me.
Well, see, they're already setting up Seth and Punk, though.
That's a good point.
They said what they said with Punk?
They're already setting up Seth and Punk, because Seth's going to be the referee for that match.
Yeah, they're going in that direction. But you're 100% right. Like, there's a, when you get there, whenever it may be, there's a built-in story. I don't know that Seth can get him to that level, though. Seth was like 3 straight pay-per-views, including the one where his pec was ripped off. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big deal when you're a guy the caliber of Seth Rollins to put Cody over 3 straight times like that.
That's what I said. They need to get Seth to win.
Seth, you can't get it against Cody.
Maybe you can. The story's finished. You can do whatever you want.
You can, but Cody needs that. That's not going to get Cody where he needs to go. And I don't know who does. Maybe it is the Bloodline. Maybe it's Solo. I don't know who it is right now that can get Cody to that spot.
Cena.
Hey, why not? That's who. Cena's taking the belt off of him at WrestleMania. I'll say that. That's what we're doing.
It's not the worst. It's just, I think the problem is it would feel like nostalgia if Cena did it. Like, because Cena can, like, Cena helped elevate Punk.
With all due respect, I joke about it all the time, but I respect Cena and I respect his place in
respect the Gene Shorts, man.
And the lineage of WWE. If he took the belt off of Cody, it would feel like a bit of a step backwards.
Cody?
For the company. Like, why are we going?
You got to give him the record. Get it off of Flair.
Did you? Yes. Did you hear? let's. Ric Flair should never talk ever again.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Did you hear the remark he made about Charlotte?
Oh, I did. Oh. I saw a remark.
They're obviously trying to get Charlotte to the stupid 16 number. Mm-hmm. And somehow in Ric Flair's mind, he's equated this to the same thing as his number. And
Charlotte,
God knows,
like Kawhi right now. I don't know when she's coming back.
So he's like, well, you know, if Cena does it, like, it's fine. But I told Charlotte, and she didn't like this, but I told Charlotte, if she broke my record, she'd be bigger than Serena Williams. Come
on. Okay, maybe I saw that too, because I thought I saw Flair was mad he wasn't on the top 100 athletes list or something like that. Or maybe that was the connection.
It's like, Rick, you know this isn't, I hate to use this phrase, and I'm sorry, Rick, you know this isn't real, right? Like, Charlotte's not going to be Serena, ever.
Come on, man. Come on.
He said Charlotte would be bigger than Serena Williams.
Maybe on USA Network. Yo,
Rick is special, man.
Maybe on USA Network from 5 to 8.
Rick is special.
Come on, man.
Rick, Bret Hart, and Cole Hogan are probably the 3 who take wrestling like the most serious. Like, they just live it and never left it.
Bret's by himself.
That's fair.
Bret's in a tier all by himself. Rick is right there, and Hogan's with him.
Where's Punk at in this?
Of guys who take the business too seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he's in there.
Oh, I don't think he's
not
in
even close to those guys. Like, Bret would get mad if you told him you're going to lose today.
No, I don't think he's. I think CM Punk takes himself really seriously. I think those guys, like,
because wasn't that the basis of his last 2 exits? Him being frustrated with the business. So when he left WWE, he was frustrated. He didn't think the business was being handled the right way. Now you might have answered it. It might have been just himself that he had an issue with, but AEW was a mess too. But.
At that moment, I think it was. I don't think it was the business. I do think it was him. I think in the moment that was where they had the Cena Rock thing for a year, and in that year, Punk was the champion, like all of it. And you get to February and Rock is beating Punk, and I kind of like, I understand Punk's like, that's it. Like, I'm just out of this. I've been the champion for like 300 some odd days or 400 some odd days or whatever it was. And I'm just out. Oh, well, you got a match with The Undertaker though. All right. It was a great match. And they told an incredible story with it. It's like, so I'm just out. So I kind of understood why he felt the way that he did. I would too. But on the flip side of that, you told a story the day after WrestleMania. You kind of had to stick with it.
Right.
You said you were going to deliver something, and you spent an entire year building it up, and everybody knew Cena needed to get that win back, and that's what they did.
Shout out to Punk. I've done a little bit of a 180 on him. He's doing a good job.
So you want Cena to break the Flair record?
I gotta be honest, I don't want him to win the title.
Cena hasn't had a title in forever. Yeah. Like 10 years almost.
It just feels like...
Or not a title, the title.
Yeah.
The Rock came back after however many years and they put it on him. You could put it on Cena.
Well, now they gave him the stupid People's Champion belt.
Well, I mean, even going back to the CM Punk one or whatever.
Yeah. I wouldn't have the biggest problem with it. It just feels like a step back.
I don't think it would be Cody's, though. I think it would be Drew or Seth or Punk's or someone.
Yeah, Jesse said it. And I could see that happening. Because now Cody's... You can do whatever. Like, I'm not saying like he can never.
He doesn't need
the
championship for 4 straight years.
He can lose it, come back, do all this other stuff. Like, you can do whatever he needs.
Attitude era booking. He can lose it on a Sunday and win it on a Monday.
Cody drops the Cena at WrestleMania, and then he starts his feud with Ricky Starks on Monday Night Raw the next day.
Hey,
I see you booking.
Here we go. It's simple.
That's his boy, right?
I don't know.
Ricky is Cody's.
Cody,
that's his guy. I think there's clips of Ricky at Mania.
Abyss right now?
I think if AEW is the Abyss.
Oh, no, I didn't know if he was.
No, he's still. I think he's still there.
He's just not on TV right now.
I think his contract is coming up.
That needs to be a Royal Rumble.
He needs to. It's time.
That's a Royal Rumble. And they need to keep it on the low. Like, unlike Jade. They need to keep that a surprise.
Well, Jade had been signed with the company for like 4 years before she debuted.
You think they could do Ricky Starks how they did with Chris Jericho when he came over?
Yeah.
Like that same kind of impact or whatever?
Yeah.
I think Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky absolutely.
Ricky could be him.
Absolutely.
Ricky could be him. I like what they're doing. Speaking of him, I like what they're doing with Carmelo Hayes, too.
Mm.
He could get a push coming up soon.
Yeah, he is insanely talented. He is insanely talented.
All right.
I was trying to flag down. I thought I saw Abe. I was trying to flag down Abe because I wanted to ask him what to do with Cena. But maybe he's talking to the tribal chief or something. But
all right. Yeah, that's why earwax is a big problem.
Come on back, Edison.
Yeah. Someone tell Edison he can come back to the show. That day that Brandon Ayuk requested a trade, and we wound up talking about Brandon Ayuk far longer than we imagined. I got a text when we shifted to the Kings. It was at like 1:30, and it was from Edison. And Edison said, and this is how I read it. These were the words, but I read it my own way. Now that you're finally talking about the Kings, and then gave me a thought on DeMar DeRozan. Make sure, speaking of DeMar DeRozan, make sure you check out Will Z's new article. Will wrote an article for SI about a conversation we were having yesterday about DeMar DeRozan fitting into the Kings offense. So make sure you support our guy, Will Z. Now that he's on the big stage of SI.
Yes, indeed.
We were talking Philadelphia 76ers. Jesse asked a question. You even said, I'm going to answer that when I get back. Do you have any idea what that question was? I think I do. And it was,
I think I do too. But just in case, you tell me, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to make sure you know. You know what I mean?
Is Philadelphia good enough to be a contender? Was that the question, Jesse?
Yeah, title contender. Are they back in title contendership? That's even a word.
We'll make
Oh, no, you said that's what you said. You talked about game six.
Yeah, we wrote them off after that. Their window was closed and all that. Are they back? Have they done enough to get back
in? I thought that was an overreaction.
I disagree.
Well,
that's fine.
With
that's
that, with, now, to be
you,
fair.
You weren't wrong.
Well, I wish you tell the whole story. No? To be fair to the situation, we were talking about that duo, Harden and Embiid.
Yeah.
They were finished. I do believe that.
Well, any duo that has Harden in it is finished, right? Just always.
Maybe Kawhi and him can get it done.
Yeah, okay, pal.
Maybe.
All right. Good luck to the Wall and Bomber down there.
I'm not there yet. I'm a little bit higher on the situation than maybe both of you guys. I know Jesse's moving up the ranks a little bit. D-Lo's got to see a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. When you talk about a title contender, before I go there, I've got to see them for a good month. I think they're going to be good. I think they're a top four team. I don't know if they're better than Milwaukee. A lot of people treat Milwaukee like they just like they're done. And I think
bro, don't do that. You're one of them.
I think their championship window is probably closed.
Okay,
but I still think they're like a third, maybe second seed in the East. They're like a really good team.
I'd be pretty surprised.
I don't know if they could be. I don't know if they're better than the Knicks or Boston.
I wouldn't be shocked at third. I think part of this is it feels like Boston's so much better than everyone else. Mm. Like that's what it feels like because like there's no reason to not believe in Boston. I have a thought. And I'm trying to, like, man up and make it a thought and not a question. Mm-hmm. I think it might fire you up a little bit, but I'm not sure.
Jesse or me?
You. I don't know if Paul George is a championship player. Like, I think championship players have to have a certain mentality. I don't know that Paul has that. Paul's good. Like, Paul George is great. I don't know that he's a championship player.
So, doesn't fire me up at all because I
apparently not. You're awfully calm.
I understand what you're saying.
Actually, I agree.
the reason why I've got pause with it is because the one time we saw him, I really have to step up. By himself, he kind of did. That was when Kawhi goes down in the middle of the playoffs. Everybody wrote them off.
But
he beats the number one seed Jazz, and he pushed the Suns to six. Now, that's not a championship, right? So you're probably still right in that aspect. But the one time he really needed to step up when he was alone, he did.
But it's not the first time he's needed to step up.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if he is it something where if he's got nobody around him and he has to step up, he'll do it. He did that in his early days in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
But if he has another Hall of Famer or something like that around him, he doesn't know how to defer but still be assertive.
Peyton enough. And the chatty house threw a name in there. Is he? I don't think I agree with this either. Is he Carmelo Anthony 2.0?
No, I think Carmelo's better.
Okay, I think so too. I think Melo's more of a winner. I don't know why it didn't work out, but
yeah, Carmelo's a better player than Paul George. Although this is always the bizarre thing. Add another list. Did you see? There's somebody else out there who's like, man, Paul George is.
Who else said it this time?
He was the one.
Was the one? What do you mean?
Like that's the person they looked up to. That's the person they modeled their game after. He like it didn't go so far to say he was my goat or something like that. But when it's like, yo, who did you look up? Who did you try to be?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Paul George. Paul George for sure.
Okay.
Juju.
Oh, that surprises me.
Juju was like Paul George. He was the one.
Okay.
And it's one of, like, the list continues to grow.
It's kind of weird, to be honest. I don't get it. It's, yeah.
Who love Paul George.
Well, generation loves Paul George.
I get why people love Paul George like that.
Brandon Miller called him his GOAT, too.
Yeah.
That was extreme.
Like, I don't think there's anything, I don't have an issue with that. But my question is he a championship player? Let me ask you, this might help. Go ahead, Jesse.
I don't think he is, because he comes off as, and not in a bad way, but he comes off as like too okay with it didn't work out this year, if that makes sense.
So let me ask you both this then, because they've essentially accomplished the same things. Is Russell Westbrook a championship player?
I'll answer that when we come back.
Oh, that's slick, because we had 30 seconds, but no, it's fine. Hold it off.
All right.
Hold it. You know what it is. He needs time to think about it, because he's not sure what answer I'm looking for right now.
I
got an answer for that.
I thought
one
about something with Russ too yesterday. We'll talk about it.
Denver Nuggets own Russell Westbrook. Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We'll have some fun with TK when she joins us. I'm not sure live from where, to be honest with you. I think I know, but I don't really.
I don't.
We'll find out when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, Trista Crick going to join us coming up here at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Can't wait to find out where TK is, because I know what she's got on the horizon, man, and I'm excited for her to share that with us. I asked you, we were talking about Paul George. We were talking about the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
That led to a conversation about Paul George. I told you I didn't think that Paul George was a championship player. I asked you if Russell Westbrook was a championship player, and you said, I will tell you after the break.
So let me reverse course just a little bit. Paul George, not a championship player. Do you think that he is, if he's anywhere in your 1, 2, 3, that you can't win a championship with Paul George?
Absolutely not. I don't think that's true. I think if he's your one, that's problematic.
At this point in his career, for sure.
Not from a skill standpoint, though.
Mm. So that's what you mean when you say he can't be your one and win a championship.
I don't think so.
I agree with that, especially right now in his career. Maybe it never was that case because of the things that you talk about, his mentality and stuff like that, but absolutely right now. He can be your one. I do believe he could be your second best player and you can win a championship. I do believe that.
Okay.
So that's the caveat. Third, yeah, you could.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I think if he's your best, no. Then you asked about Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook at one time, you can win a championship with him.
I agree.
I think, and look, you know I love Russell Westbrook. You know
that. Well, before you continue, I don't think you have to, because we could be, we're not talking about now.
Right, right.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, but I'm talking about, like, the spirit of, when you talk about Russell Westbrook as a player, do you think you could confidently say, and again, I'm not asking you to evaluate him on the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, if you had peak Russell Westbrook, would you describe him? Yeah, that's the championship caliber player right there.
I would.
Yeah, so I would. I. And that's the, and I don't know if it's the, because I feel like they're very different players. Paul George is phenomenal. Like, he is maybe one of the most underrated players, I think, in the entire league. Even today, I think Paul George is underrated. But, and this, I think, is people's hang-up with Boston, which is why everyone loved Marcus so much. Mm-hmm. Marcus was such a different personality than Jalen and Jason, who were clearly the team's two best players, but they're very, they're you. They're just chill. Nothing gets to them. Hey, you know, get them next year. Doesn't mean that they weren't hurt by losing. It doesn't mean they weren't bothered by losing. It doesn't mean they didn't think or work to not feel that anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think every team needs, just as much as a guy with that Paul George mentality, you need a guy with the Russell Westbrook mentality. Mm-hmm. Who, hey, it's not just quietly, I want to get better. It's eats at them to lose. And it's the Kobe Bryant thing. Like, kills them, Michael Jordan, to lose. And I think teams need that. And I don't know, like, I thought the Paul George, Russell Westbrook, Oklahoma City team, yeah, I always feel like, I feel like Russ just got caught up in the Warriors. Because the Warriors and different versions of the Thunder were ascending at the Warriors and the original Thunder were ascending at the same time. Mm-hmm. And just when it looked like the Thunder were going to take over, here comes that boy, Steph Curry, mm-hmm. right? Oh, no, the ankles are no longer a problem. He is now the greatest shooter that's ever lived.
Right.
And they lapped him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, no one... Shoot, for being honest, no one could catch up till now.
For real. I think in his prime, though, I will say this about Russ. In his prime, I don't know if he could be the best player on the team and you win a championship.
In his prime? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not going to fight that.
He was...
Was he the best player on the team with Paul George?
That's a good question. I'd say yes.
I think he was, too.
I looked at it as... is Russ's team, maybe because he was already there or whatever, but I looked at that as Russ's team.
Okay.
I think you could do it with Russ. You just have to build the right team around him. Like, I think he's a championship type player. Like, with Paul and George, I don't think there was ever a point where if you build the right team around him, unless there's someone better than him, that you were going to win a title.
I think that's Russ's thing, though. I think you needed someone better than him. I think you needed a player better than Russ if you were going to win a title, because there's something about Russ that can be a little erratic with his play, like up and down, and his energy is always high, but he's kind of stubborn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
I don't, and it's the same things that we love about him, right? But he's like, I don't care if I'm not hitting a three, I'm gonna shoot this three.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it. I don't care because I'm about to hit this next one. Love that mentality. But it's almost like in that respect, he did so many other things as well, but it's almost the anti-DeRozan. And I talk about DeRozan's discipline. This was like, DeRozan's like, I don't care about where the game is going and all this other stuff. I'm going to stick to what I know works. I'm going to perfect that. And you can't get me out of that.
I'm glad you said that, because this is almost a brutally unfair question. But is DeMar a championship player?
I think he is. And I don't know if he'll ever win. I'm not saying that's here. But
that's not what – again, we're not talking about guys who can – we're talking about, does he have that championship player mentality? Because it's always going to be unfair at the way the story of Toronto was told.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just talking mentality really at this point though?
Yes.
Yeah,
mentality. Sure. You can't.
In a personal, athletic.
Kobe Slauson might have a championship mentality too, but that's not what we're talking about.
Well, it takes that ability
about.
And all that stuff. Yeah.
He's got the makeup to be able to do it.
Yeah, I think.
You know.
I think DeMar does.
You know.
Toronto teams just ran into LeBron a lot of the time.
Hey, look here. It's going to be controversial. And it doesn't mean he can't win a championship. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I don't think Luka does.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I don't think Luka has that.
What did you think he was going to say? I'm more curious to see what you
mind. What you talk about? What you think about?
I thought you were going to say De'Aaron.
No. De'Aaron.
I don't think De'Aaron is.
De'Aaron,
I don't think it hurts De'Aaron to lose like that. Again, we're talking levels. I'm not saying he's not disappointed. I mean, he clearly stated this year, that's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure he has, like, if the Kings have those types of players,
mm-hmm.
I think DeMar is one. If I were to pick another one, it might be closer to Malik than it would be Domas.
Mm.
But I might be weighing too much on Malik's just aura and personality.
Go ahead.
I think Fox does, but
Domas might.
Fox is the kind of player I don't think we'll ever see it.
Yeah, that's probably
true. I feel we've seen things with Fox. Yeah, Fox was hurt and all that. Like, he was pissed off or whatever. He won't. That won't be a talking point.
And
for
we
us
might.
Ever.
Feel different if the Kings lost in the conference finals.
Right.
Versus
I used to feel
playing.
I used to think that way about Fox. My big thing when he was drafted was, De'Aaron, it's great that we have him here. He's going to be the leader. He's going to be the heart and soul of everything. But this was crazy. At the time, I was like, Bagley's going to be the one to average 20 and 10. Fox is going to hover around like 19 and 7 and just be, you know, the anchor. But the best player is going to be Bagley, right? And what if it's not Bagley, it's somebody else. You're going to get a player that's a level above De'Aaron Fox so this team could really take off. That's how I used to think for a long time. And then the way he played in that playoff series, mm-hmm. and really that whole year with Beam Team One, it changed. It changed.
Did you trademark that yet?
I'm working on it. I got some lawyers working on some stuff, attorneys and stuff like that.
The ones that you have on retainer?
Well, actually, it's a little expensive, so I might just do it all myself.
You already told you. You already told. going to LegalZoom, file Beam Team.
But I feel like he can a little bit more than I used to think. He showed me a little bit more, even with how he scores and all this other stuff. He showed me something that I wasn't sure he had before. And even though he can be kind of nonchalant about things, at least outwardly, mm-hmm. I think when the chips are down, I think he's a dog that gets after it in that respect. And I do think he can. But what you say isn't, it's not a...
I'm not even
crazy.
Sold on that 100%. Yeah. Like, I'm kind of working through it, because when you say this might be controversial, I thought you were going to say De'Aaron.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.